Okay, Ayin Ches from at Aleph, the bottom. Amr Yehuda, Amr Lefnei Rabban Gamliel, that if he's Zolcha and the Isha, why shouldn't he be Zolcha and the Nechasim? Iboyelahu. Rabbi Yehuda Lachatkhila O Adiyetiv. There's Rabbi Yehuda going on the fact that you could sell it Lachatkhila, and he's going, what's it called, Rashi. Plige, Achalachatkhila, Iboyelahu. Hanach Rabban and the Amrullah. Alechatchila plige the amr amaim mocheres lechatchila lebei shamay, while the zocha beisha sheirsa lo yiske benechaseha. He's going only on bei shamay. That bei shamay say lechatchila you can sell. And he's then and the Rabbi Yehuda quoting what's it called what they said to Rabbi Gamliel is lechara why lechatchila should be allowed to sell. She's already in the rishus of the husband at least partially. So she shouldn't be able to sell those nechasim and sell it out from underneath him, lechatchila. But the dievet of Ave, since she's only in Arusa, no shaila that the mecher is kayim. That's shot in Rabbi Yehuda. Avala dievet modu kebesil, that the dievet it's okay. O dilma dievet nomi plige. Uboy lememer mechrabak. Or maybe they're saying that since already she's in Arusa, and she's already partially in the rishus of the husband, even if she sells it, the sale is bottled. So is he going on the dievet or only on the lechatchila? Toshma. The Tanya, Amrav Yehuda, Amru lifnei Rab Gamliel, hoel v'zu ishto, zu mechra bottle, avzu mechra bottle. Since by Nesua, right, if the nechasim came to her after Nesua, and everybody agrees that the mechra is bottle, so by Arusa, the same thing. Omer Lohen, Alachadoshim, on the Boshim. We don't know the reason why by Nesua the Mecher is bottle. Elishatem, Galgrin, Lovin, Sayishonim, Shmamino, Adivyevid, Komer, Shmamino. I see Kvitharish that they're going on the Bidiyevid part. That since he already was Zocha in her partially, the sale should be bottle completely. Rashi Toshma Amr Yehuda Hoel the Zuishto Nesua the Zuishto Arusa Man Nesua Nofla Mishanises Mach Mechra Bottle Kiritani Masnisen Habal Motzi Avzu Shenofla Kshi Arusa Yeh Mechra Bottle Bafilu Kshi Oda Arusa. Just like by Nesua the Mechra is bottle, the same thing should be by an Arusa. Amr Lahem Ala Chadoshim Shatem Omrim Aleihem Mazu Mechra Bottle Anu Boshim. We don't know why when she's in the sewer the mecher should be bottle. Amashomar in the bottle. Elashatem omrim li aleihem mazu mecher bottle. The logarsin and omr lohem avzu lo timkor. The kachmasot yosef. That's a different gear. So according to the gear we have is, it's all going on the bidiyevit. And, but the answer was, we don't know the reason why the mecher is bottle by in the sewer. Koshke, you want to add now by an arusa should be bottle too? Shmamino midika amri le avzu mechra bottle shmamino dievid nomi kashilu. Wasn't only then on the lechatchila she should sell it or not, but even on the bidievid lechora and arus also the mechra should be bottled just like an asua. Tanya omri bechanina ben akavya lo kach heshivan Rab Gamliel lechachomi. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said no, that wasn't what the discussion or the maso matin between Rav Gamliel and the Chacham was. Elakach Hashiva. Loim amarta b'nesua shekein baila zaka b'metziyosu v'maisi odeo v'aforis nadoreo. Right? No, the difference between a nesua and arus is the following. A nesua, right, the husband is zoch in her metziya, which an arusa not. V'maisi odeo, when she watch her earnings. V'aforis nadoreo, and he's mefer nadorim himself, not together with the father. Tomru Barusa Shain Balazaka Lob Mitsiyasa Vloma said Lovasar. He doesn't get her Mitsiyas, he doesn't get her earnings, and he can't be made for in the Dorim himself. So therefore, it's only by a Nesua that she's mamish in the Rashus of the husband, there the mecher is bottle, or according to Beishame, at least Khathila she can't sell. But by what's it called? But by the Arusa, there's not the case. Amrulo Rebbe, Mochrala ad shalom nises, that's if what's it called, she sold it before she was in a suah. Nises viachrach machra mahu, what if she got, if she, the nechasim fell to her before, but she didn't sell it till she was in the sewer. Amarlahu avzu mocheres minosemes v'kayim. No, since the nechosim fell to her before, right, she could sell. Amarlahu hurled the zocha b'ishal yiskav nechosim. L'maisa, what's it called? Now he was zocha ready in the isha for nesua. She's a nesua, mamish. She shouldn't be zocha in the nechosim. Amarlahem ala chadoshim on the boshim. Elashatem begalgum aleinu was hayishonim. V'anan tznan ad shalom niseis v'niseis. Ram Gamliel omer imroch v'nos nekayim. Right, if the nechosim fell before she was a nesua, and then she became a nesua, Rav Gamliel says she can still sell it, and the sale is a sale. Omer Rav Zvi, Tani Mocheres v'nosenes v'kayim, that in Mochra b'di'evet. L'chatchila, Rav Gamliel holds l'chatchila, even if what's it called, she's a nesua now, but the nechosim fell from before, she can what's it called l'chatchila sell it. See Rashi. Locate Heshivan, Ba'od Shadona Lefana B'Mocheres Ba'oda Arusa. Right, this was not the discussion between Rav Gamliel and the Chachomim. Not that they were discussing what would be if she sold it when she's in Arusa. Lo kach utzrach la'ashivam ala chadoshim on the boshim. On that he wouldn't have any answer that there's a difference between Nesu and Arusa. Shari chashuva teshuva nitzachas yeshkan sheyesh lahafrish bein Arusa Nesua. That's not a problem. That's no question. Right, what the difference is between Nesu and Arusa. The chen heshiva naleha loim amarte. The lo b'aforis, but the difference is that what they were discussing is not Arusa Nesua, but if the Nechosim fell before the Nesuin or after the Nesuin. The lo b'aforis nidoreha levado. He can't be made for Nidorim alone when she's an Arusa. Elim ken avia imo, only together with the father. Disnan avia b'aylam athir nidoreha. Amru lo Rebbe Machra Achiloni says Nirin Devarecha b'Mocheres ba'od Arusa. Right, Rebbe said that where she was in Arusa and she sold it, I agree that it's okay. Nisei Sviachrikach Machra, but if she had Nesuin and then she sold it, even though the Chosim fell before, the Chosim Shenoflo called him Nesuin Ma. What's Alocha? Amru lohen Avzu Mocheres v'Kayim. It's Mutter L'Chatchila to sell. Amru lo held the zocha beisha, and that they said lemaisi already was zocha beisha b'nesuin. Why should she be able to sell it? Lemitziyos lemaisi yodelav is zocha in everything. Mitziya maisi yodayim and haforas nadorim. So why should she be able to sell now? Well, yiska b'nechosim shetiknu lecho perosem b'chayeho v'heich mochrakayim. How could it be that it's mechrakayim? Hachi garsinan v'hanan tnan ad shalom niseis v'niseis Rav Gamliel omer im mochra v'nos nekayim. Right, l'mais is mash only b'di'evet, not l'chatchila. We're saying now that Rav Gamliel holds even l'chatchila he could sell it since the nechosim fell before nesuin. Amar Rav Zi tani mocheres v'nosenes v'kayim. No, the mishnah should say that she's allowed to do it even l'chatchila. Okay. Rav Papa omer lo kasha. Rav Sos says that you don't have to change the girsa. Harav Yehuda Ali with Rav Gamliel. Harav Yechanina ben Akavi Ali with Rav Gamliel. And Rav Yehuda Rav Gamliel, the shayla was only by an arusa. What's it called? What's the difference between arusa and nesua? So therefore, lechatchila, that she can't sell it when she is a nesua. And according to Rav Yechanina ben Akavi, even lechatchila Rav Gamliel held she could sell it even when she's a nesua. Rav Papa Rav Lokasha Masnis and Diktani Imochra. Right, b'di'evid. Rabbi Yehuda he the iu masik va amar lo the sphere le aliba the Rav Gamliel afilu ba oda arusa lo simkor le chatchila the chosh ken benish is kodem mechira. Rabbi Yehuda in Rav Gamliel holds Rav Gamliel held that le chatchila by an arusa you can't sell, but by the evidence okay. And what's it called? And the same thing goes mishani says at least le chatchila not. The afa gav the airi Rabbi Chanina b'seifa lav the model Rabbi Yehuda the Rav Gamliel im mochre islay. Elamocheres lechatchila, right? And Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, he holds that according to Rav Gamliel lechatchila she can sell it. Umaydelo parish Rabbi Chanina masnisim parish bebraisa. V'hachi garsin Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia the Omer. Okay, let's get it again. Gemara says the Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia kebeishamai. He holds like beishamai. Only beishamai holds lechatchila you can sell, right? He held that machlokus beisham beisil was not on this case. Only the case where the nechosim fell after nesuin, and she sold it after nesuin. Okay. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia domer kaman ke beisham bitmiya. To ha beisil afilu b'mcheres be'erusin amri lechatchila lo. If the nechasim fell after erusin, they still holds it lechatchil and alar sell it. The imbolo keach lebeisin limlach v'amrinon leilo tizbon. Right? We tell him not to sell it. Koshke mishanises. What's it called? We tell him not to buy it. Surely after she's married, there's no havamina ben beisil that should be lechatchil and mutter. So it comes out that Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi is going koni beishamai. So Rashi says no. He held that there was no machlokas beishamai and beisil in this. Rabu Shmuel, Damri Tarvayu, Bein Shenofla Nechosim Achel Nisarsa. Rav and Shmuel both say the following. Didn't make a difference if the Nechosim fell before Erison. Bein Shenofla Nechosim Mishin Nisarsa. Or the Nechosim fell after the Erison. The Nisays. And then she got married. Habal Motsim Yad Alekuchos. It doesn't make a difference when the Nechosim fell. As long as now she's in a Sua, she can't sell it. And the Dievet is bottle, and we take it back from the Lokeach. Kiman, who's that low? The loke Rabbi Yehuda, the loke Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. One holds the chatchila she could sell it. The other one holds at least with the evidence good. Morris says no. Inu da amri karaboseinu, right? They hold like a third shita. The raboseinu, the Tanya, raboseinu chaz ruvenimnu ben shenoflu atchul tisaris, ben shenoflu mishin tisaris. The nisays habal motzmid alakuchos. The raboseinu hold. That what like Rav and Shmuel say that even b'dieved it's no sale as long as now she's in a suah. It doesn't make a difference when the nechasim fell. Okay, Rashi. Lo nech lekuel lechatchila timka v'niseis v'yachar kach machra. Okay, let's go on. Misha niseis elu v'elu modim if. The nechasim fell after the nesuin. Everybody agrees that she can't sell it, and if she sells it, it's bought. Lema tanino letakonis usha, right? L'chora, they're saying what the rabbana were misakin in usha. Dom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. What was the takonis usha? But usha hiskinu in usha when the Sanhedrin was in usha after the Churban Yerushalayim went to Yavne, from Yavne went to usha. So when the Sanhedrin was in usha, they made the following takon. Ha'isha shemachra b'nichse malug b'chayi bala, right? A woman sold nichse malug when her husband was alive. Umesa, and she died. So habal motzi miyad halakuchos. Normally, if the sale's a sale, and she died, right? So then the husband doesn't yarshin what she sold. But here we consider the sale bottle, and since the husband would yarshin his wife if she owned it, when Mavatl the sale, it's as if she owned it, and when she died, he yarshins it. Where it says, no, masnisim b'chayeho ulepeiros. Takonis usha was only after she died that when Mavatl the mechira, that the husband should inherit it. Right? But Lamaisa, if, as long as she's alive, they weren't Mavatl the mechira. But what's it called? The Mishnah is talking that even if she's alive, what's it called? When she's alive, her sale's no sale, legabi the peiros. That the husband still gets the peiros. Okay. Takonis usha begufa shel karka. Takonis usha took a step further. That the gufa karka itself isn't sold, memela the sale is bottle of mafreya, and now she owned it before she died, and when she died, the husband yarshes it. Lachar misa. That's an extra special thing. Here in the beginning, all we have to do is mevatel the mechira, legabe the what's it called, the peiros. And when, well, she'll die, then the lokeach will own it. Won't go back to the husband. But as long as she's alive, the payers go to the husband, not to the lokeach. That was the Mishnah. And the takonis usha is that the entire field goes back to the isha after death in order to, that her husband should yarshin it. Okay, Rashi. Masnisen bechayeho, ka'omer habal motzi kedelecho peiros bechayeho. That the sale is bought legabe the peiros, that the husband can eat the peiros, not the lokeach. Ulaachar mosa yachzer akarka lokeach. However, after she dies, then the karka goes to the lokeach. They weren't mavatul the mechira completely. Vafilu mesa bechayev lo yushan habal. And even if she died bechay habal, it doesn't go back to her completely that now the husband should get it. The osu ba'usha v'tikun dafilu gufa shel karki yorish habal, and then usha they're masakin more the takana that If she sold it, even the guf hakarka goes back to her, and if she dies, the husband yarshins it. Okay. Rav Shimon cholek bein nechosim. Rav Shimon says it makes a difference whether they were nechosim yiduim to the baal or not yiduim to the baal, if her sale is a good sale. Elu hein yiduim ve'elu hein chein. What is considered known to the husband and not known? Om Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, yiduim mikarkoi. Yiduim is land. Land, therefore, the sale is bottle. She'enim yiduim metalkli. Metalkli you don't always know about, and therefore, what's it called? The sale is a sale. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Elu ve'elu yiduim hein. Both metalkli and karka, if the husband knows about it, they consider yiduim. Ve'elu she'en yiduim. Kosh Yosheves Khan, the Nofala Nechosim Medina Sayon. Right, she's here, and the Yerusha was from Medina Sayon. The husband doesn't know anything about it, so therefore, the sale is a sale. Tanya Namihochi, Elush Hein Sheinim Yeduim, Kosh Yosheves Khan, the Nofala Nechosim Medina Sayon. Rashi, Reb Shimon Cholik, Yesh Nechosim Shemach Rekayim, Yesh Nechosim Shemach Rebotel. Reb Shimon said it depends what kind of Nechosim it is. Sometimes the Mecher is Botel, sometimes it's Kayim. If they were things that were known to the husband, then it's Botel. If they weren't known to the husband, then he didn't get a Schus in them, then it's Kayim. Yiduim Mekarkoi, the Almanas, Osin Nechosim Nesah. He married her, Almanas, with the Karka, that he should get the Peros. Bethichach Mecher Botel. Therefore, the Mecher is Botel. Shehi oyim et sapa shetipa lo also Yerusha. He was waiting for that Yerusha to come about. So he knew about this, so he married her on that condition. Right? But Lamaisa, what's it called, by Metalklin, not? And then the Gemara says no. Both Metalklin and Karka that he knew about are both considered Yeduim. The only thing that's not is if she got the Yerusha in Medina Sami, he didn't know anything about it, then he wasn't counting on it, then the Mecher is